أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يرسل عليكما شواظ من نار ونحاس فلا تنتصران فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed both jinnat and insan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if you are able to, if you have the capacity to escape from the boundaries and the limitations of the skies and the earth, then escape. You will never be able to escape if it is not the will of Allah, if it is not the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzat, in the next surah, in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another aspect, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala once again highlights the same issue, that there is no escape from maut. A person himself cannot escape. There is no escape from standing in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. And over and above that, nobody else will be able to avert and turn away the maut of another person. فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُونَ وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَئِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ فَلَوْلَا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses man that if you believe that there is no qiyamah, if you believe there is no recompense, you do not believe in this concept of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarding and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishing, you do not believe in the standing on the day of Qiyamah, and if you believe that you have all the power in your own hand, you believe that you have all the forces of this world at work to your advantage, then فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُمْ. Why do you not intercept when a person is leaving this world, his soul has now come, his ruh has now come to his throat, to his galat, then why do you not intercept it and stop this mouth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَ إِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ. At that time, we are there, you do not perceive it, you are also there, you are watching the person that is leaving this world, so why do you not intercept it? If you do not believe that there is qiyamah, you do not believe there is going to be reward and there is going to be punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then turn it away, avert it, bring that person back to life, reverse the whole situation and bring that person back to life, stop this death. So in that ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the whole of mankind. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also addresses the whole of mankind, but if we ourselves have the capacity, we ourselves have the ability, then we should try to see if we can escape from this earth, escape from the skies, escape maut, escape the standing on the day of Qiyamah. And in that ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses one and all, that try and see if you can save any one single person from death. When the time is written, it is going to happen, it is inevitable, it is most certainly going to happen, and there is nobody that's going to intercept this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُرْسَلُ عَلَيْكُمَا شُوَاظٌ مِّن نَارٍ وَنُحَاسٌ فَلَا تَنْتَصِرَانَ. There's one ayah, there's two ways that a person looks at this ayah. One is this, that if perchance a person thinks he can escape, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let loose upon both insan and jinnat شُوَاظٌ. Shuwaad is such a flame in which there is no smoke. In other words, there is just flame upon flame, minnarin of the fire. Wa nuhas, and nuhas is such smoke in which there is no flame. In other words, there is only smoke upon smoke. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let it loose upon that person. So, one is this, that the person will burn, and the other is this, that the person will choke. And also, this is also one of the forms of the fire of Jahannam, in that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has two forms, or many other forms, but here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the two forms of adab in the fire of Jahannam. One is flame upon flame. And here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is not speaking about the flame of this dunya. Allah is not speaking about the fire of this dunya, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is speaking about the fire of the akhirat. Secondly, is there is only smoke upon smoke, there is absolutely no flame whatsoever, and obviously man will never be able to be breathing in that kind of smoke, and a person will choke, and hence Allah says, فَلَا تَنْتَصِرَانَ. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word tantasiran. Intisar in Arabic means when one person helps another person. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that if all the people come together and they try to help you, then also they will not be able to help you. If all of you get together and try to help one single person, you will never be able to help that person. In this world, we can render small assistances to people, but there absolutely no one will be able to help. All will not be able to help one. One will not be able to help all. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivers a very powerful message to us that we cannot help ourselves. If the whole mankind can get together and cannot help one single person, then obviously that person will never be able to help himself. And in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us just a glimpse of the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us just this glimpse of the wrath of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a very beautiful and obviously a very different way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that there is absolutely no escape from maut. There is absolutely no escape from standing in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. All of us have to go through the process. And as a matter of fact, whether it is an atheist, whether it is a polytheist, whether it is a kafir, whoever it may be, there is absolutely no difference of opinion with regards to the fact that maut is a reality. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that reality. And then again Allah says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ. Which of the favors of your Rabb, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do you deny, O insan, O jinnat? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls this a favor of Allah Rabbul Izzat, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us about maut. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us about the inevitable, Allah is reminding us about standing in front of Allah. So this is a very great ni'mat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Otherwise, it is also a very great qudrat of Allah, that no matter how much power Allah Ta'ala has given us, no matter how much science has progressed, no matter how much knowledge Allah has given man, man can never escape death, man can never leave, cannot go to any shelter or any place or any protection from death or from the day of Qiyamah. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us there is one simple solution, that we become totally obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.